It's always good to get to know the person behind the doctor, so we're excited to get to know Dr. Michael Anderson, otolaryngologist and president and CEO of Fort Healthcare. Great to have you here today, Dr. Anderson. Thank you so much for making the time.
Well, thank you, Maggie, for having me. I appreciate it.
First of all, can I just ask, what does your practice focus on?
Well, my ENT practice focuses on general otolaryngology. So we take care of anywhere from little tiny babies to people in their early 100s. And we have a comprehensive practice, mostly based around routine pediatric and adult ENT issues, such as sinonasal issues, allergies, ear infections, and the like.
Dr. Anderson, you have a very impressive academic background. Could you tell us a little bit more about it?
Sure, Maggie. So I went to undergrad at University of Wisconsin, so strong Badger, and then also went to medical school there. So I spent 8 glorious years in Madison. And then after graduating medical school, I did my residency at Indiana University in Indianapolis. It was just a wonderful 5-year experience being there. And that's when, after that, we moved back to Wisconsin. And then I really wanted to learn more about healthcare delivery on a national level beyond Fort Healthcare. And so that prompted me to pursue and recently graduate from Dartmouth, where I received a Master of Science in healthcare delivery. So it was a wonderful master's degree program. The opportunities to meet people through Dartmouth, my classmates were amazing. It really rounded out my education as I take on the role of president and CEO for Fort Healthcare.
I love that you didn't have to do that, but that you have that yearning to learn more and more, even as your career is in full swing. That's admirable. And what originally inspired you to get into medicine? And how did you decide on this specialty?
Well, as I was going through college, I really liked sciences. And so going to med school was an extension of continuing to learn about the overall prevailing topic of science and all the nuances involved with the sciences. I just had a passion to learn more and more. As you get more and more granular in sciences, you start to learn more and more about cellular processes. And going to medical school just seemed a natural transition to learn about those processes within the human body. I just found it absolutely fascinating. As far as ENT, as I went through medical school and got exposed to a lot of specialties, really ENT was the only one I could spell. So it was a natural fit for me, Maggie.
What's the most rewarding thing about being a doctor and the most challenging?
By far the most rewarding thing is to take care of families. I've been in practice in Fort Atkinson for 20 years. So I've had the privilege and the honor of taking care of whole families, whether it's little kids and then the mom and the dad and then the grandparents and the in-laws. As you are able to treat people and their families longitudinally over time, you really develop a bond with that family and taking care of their ENT needs. And I would definitely say that is the most rewarding part of my specialty. The largest challenge, I would say, really focuses on the administrative burden that physicians have, the gathering of medical information, the taking of medical information, the dealing with insurance companies and their denials and obstruction to care. That administrative burden related to all of those tasks take us as physicians away from the patient interaction, the patient care, and that is by far the greatest challenge in medicine from a physician standpoint.
I bet. And that's something that we patients don't even think about, the behind the scenes. But the part about being part of the family, basically, when you get to treat people through their whole lives and then see them have children, that's got to be awesome. So what was your first job ever, like say in high school or college?
Oh, my first job ever was I had a paper out in sixth grade. I loved it. I delivered newspapers.
What'd you learn from it?
I learned hard work. I would get up at 5 in the morning. This was in a small town called Aurora, Ohio. and I would deliver newspapers on Wednesday mornings, the local newspaper. Not the Cleveland Plain Dealer. That was the big one. This was more the local newspaper, but that was officially my first job.
That's awesome. Who's your hero? Who inspires you the most?
Well, I would say the people that inspire me the most are my family members. I learned so much from my father. I learned so much from my grandparents. Those strong role models within my family really guided me to where I was today. I would say on the emotional side, the human touch side, so to speak, definitely my mother has been the most inspirational with that. My wisdom, or my hopefully growing wisdom, really comes from my grandmother, Grandma Anderson. She was just an integral part of my learning and development as I was growing up. So I would say I've just had the benefit of having strong family role models.
Dr. Anderson, tell us about your family.
Well, my wife and I, we are about to celebrate our 25th wedding anniversary. We're excited about that. We have three beautiful children, two boys and a girl. And we just do a lot of things together. We try, you know, time is so precious. It's the only commodity you can never get back. And so we as a family, we try to spend as much time together as we can.
And speaking of that, what are you doing out of work? Like, what are your hobbies or interests? How do you spend your time when you get a little extra free time?
Right. Yeah, good question. Yeah, we really enjoy spending our time outdoors, in particular on water. So we're an avid boating family, water sports family. Kids love to be in a boat, and we try to go golfing as a family too. They love golf carts, driving golf carts, and then of course, taking advantage of the food and beverage cart as it rolls around on the golf course. So That's what we really like to do.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Is there anything you're streaming or watching on TV, like a guilty pleasure, like a series?
Well, there's always something I'm watching. I currently am watching Better Call Saul. That's the series I'm watching right now. I'm on season 5, episode 3. And then simultaneously, I'm watching Suits. That's a wonderful series as well. So I'm always watching something.
I haven't seen Suits, but I did love Better Call Saul because you never know what's going to happen. You know, you just can't predict it.
Right. No, I'm enjoying it. So it's really good.
Dr. Anderson, how long have you been with Fort Healthcare and what do you like most about it?
I've been with Fort Healthcare a little over 20 years. What I like the most about Fort Healthcare and really what drew me to Fort Healthcare were the people. We have wonderful people working here at Fort Healthcare. We're stewards of community health here. We're an independent community-based organization. That is what really drew me to Fort Healthcare, but it's the people. Nobody can do this job by themselves. We need a team. We need people around us to help us with our care delivery. It truly is a special place to work and to be a part of. I feel very fortunate every day.
Isn't that the truth? Because everyone who's had a job where the people aren't so nice know how crucial it is because you're going there every day. Sometimes you see these people more than your own family. So you have to love the people you work with and be a team.
It's a huge part of my life, that's for sure.
Is there anything you wish you had known starting out that you know now?
I think what I would like to have known before, probably before I even started medicine, you know, it's hard to put into words the amount of satisfaction and job satisfaction I've experienced and just the willingness of people around me to make me successful. I think that would have been so motivating to know beforehand because our training, it's pretty comprehensive and quite brutal at times. And to just know that would have been very helpful to get through those tough times during my training period as I was going through residency. That would have been very helpful.
Is there a talent you wish you had, but you just can't master? Like, for instance, for me, it's tap dancing. I want to be a tap dancer so bad since I was little. And class after class, year after year, decade after decade, no way, it's never going to happen. But I keep trying. Is there one for you?
Yes, there is. And it's playing the piano. Back when I was in high school, there was a short period of time and early in college where I would play the piano. My two younger sisters took piano lessons, but we had a lot of really wonderful sheet music in our house. You know, like Van Halen's greatest hits and Journey's greatest hits. And I really tried to learn those songs. But the other day, I sat down at a piano and I really had no clue on what to do. So I would definitely say playing the piano.
That's a good one. If there was one thing in the world you could change, what would it be?
Certainly, I'd want the Green Bay Packers to win the Super Bowl every year and the Wisconsin Badgers to win the national championship every year. But really, if I could change one thing, I think it really would be just the fundamental human element of getting along and reaching common ground. I feel like society is so polarized today, both on a local, regional, and national level, that it is somewhat concerning. And I think there's a lot of opportunity for us as a society to want to reach common ground as we take on major issues today. In the healthcare world, it's health equity or health inequity. It's patient access. It's health outcomes, vaccinations, treatments for certain diseases. We struggle with having patients getting access to certain medicines. I really wish there was more capacity for all stakeholders to reach common ground and help solve some of these really challenging issues, not only in healthcare, but also nationally and globally.
Right. That's a good one. When you think of your children looking up to you and you're their role model, what is your mantra or philosophy of life? What would you like them to learn from you most?
I think it is so important for my children and all children, one, to be honest, to be accountable, and to work hard and always carry respect for the people around you and the people that you interact with. I think those four building blocks is a wonderful recipe for success. And I hope I can instill those traits in them.
I have no doubt you will. Agreed. Those are four good things to strive for sure, especially passing on to the younger ones. Dr. Anderson, we have so enjoyed getting to know you a little bit better. Thank you for sharing and being here. For more information on Dr. Anderson and Fort Healthcare, please visit forthealthcare.com/podcast. Thanks for listening.